Hi, it's Louisa Jewell here, and welcome to The Science of the Good Life, helping you be happier, confident, and more successful. Today, I'm talking about one tool that will make you so much more productive and actually allow you to get so much more done in your day, and it's called managing your positivity ratio. Now, the first time I learned about positive emotions, I learned from Barbara Fredrickson, who is a professor of mine at the University of Pennsylvania. Now, she's also an author and a leading researcher in the area of positive emotions, and she has written this amazing book called Positivity. And if you haven't read it, I highly recommend that you do, because this book will give you all the information you need on the functionality of positive emotions and how they can transform your life and turn you into a happier person. Now, before I get on the topic of increasing your positivity ratio, I want to talk about the difference between positive thinking and positive emotions. Now, positive emotions are things like gratitude, hope, joy, interest. Different than positive thinking. Positive thinking is looking at the bright side of things. Now, looking at the bright side of things might not be very helpful if you're a tax accountant or if you're a criminal lawyer, for example. You may have to kind of look at the negative side of things, but what's really interesting is that you can actually be in positive emotion while you're thinking critically. Now, let me give you an example. Say I am a tax lawyer. I'm going into a business and I'm trying to find all of these, problems. For example, I'm trying to figure out all these things in this person's business. And at the same time, I love my job. I'm so invigorated by what I do. I'm so excited about finding out all this information. So I'm thinking critically, but I'm actually in positive emotion. Do you see the difference between positive emotions and positive thinking? What I'm talking about in this video is positive emotions. Now, there are so many benefits to positive emotions. Scientists are starting to discover that if you actually experience more positive emotions to the number of negative emotions that you experience in your day, you can actually improve your mood and be way more productive and get way more done in your day. And that is what your positivity ratio is all about. So here's how it works. Think about the small things that you can actually do to increase the number of positive emotions that you experience in the day. So for example, I might spend 5 minutes petting my dog and really being in the moment. I might spend a few minutes chatting with my kids and talking to them about their day. I might decide to take a 10-minute walk in nature on my lunch break that I never do. And today maybe I'm going to do that. Or maybe I'll watch a funny clip on YouTube to try and make me laugh and bring those positive emotions into my day. Now see, those are really simple things that you can do throughout your day to bring positive emotions into your day. Now let's talk about how you can actually decrease the number of negative emotions in your day. Now, are we going to get rid of all the negative in our day? That's kind of impossible, isn't it? And you kind of don't want to do that. I mean, if your child is being bullied at school, you want to go and deal with that, right? You know, if a family member calls you and they're ill, of course you want to reach out to them and take care of them. These are negative emotions that we do want to engage in. But let's face it, we engage in a lot of unnecessary negative that we don't need to engage in. For example, that guy that cut you off on the highway, do you really have to bring it into the office and talk about it with everybody and how much of a jerk he was, especially since you're probably never going to see that guy again? Do you really have to watch that crime scene show that kind of freaks you out and gives you nightmares? Do you really have to watch that episode of Dance Moms? These are the kinds of things that you have to ask yourself. Do I need to engage in this unnecessary negative at this time? And if the answer is no, then stop. So, as a recap, to increase your positivity ratio, really simple. All you have to do is you have to think about and engage and be mindful in how you can bring more moments of positive emotion into your day and how you can actually decrease the unnecessary negative that you're engaging in your day. And you will find that this will dramatically change your mood. This will dramatically make you significantly more productive, and you will get way more done in your day. And I have to share a secret with you. Out of all the things I have studied in positive psychology, practicing managing my positivity ratio has had the most significant impact on my life than anything else that I've practiced in positive psychology. So I hope you will try it. And you cannot try it just for one day and expect to see results. You really have to consciously think of this and do this for at least 2 weeks. And if you do try it, I want to hear from you. So leave a comment below or join the discussion at louisajewell.com. Now, did you like this video? If you did, share it with your friends. And if you want more tools and tips on how you can be happier, confident, and more successful, then sign up for our free email tips at louisajewell.com. If you want to be more courageous and confident in your life, remember, you need to build the tools that will get you there. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next time.